This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes and the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. And it's time for our Bobby's Notebook Part 4, the Cajun Cannon's insights into today's training camp, first day of training camp, and it's all brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Bob, I threw it out about the running back question, but in the break, the Saints have made it official that they have come to terms with veteran defensive end Jonathan Bullard. I know Charlie and I and Steve have talked about it. Bullard's played in this league a long time, kind of bounced around. He is... played both defensive end and defensive tackle. Certainly the connection with Brandon Staley when both were in Chicago. And Vic Fangio was running that defense in Chicago. And Brandon's known for when he's smart, he runs the field well, plays the run well, never been a dynamic pass rusher, but he knows the scheme really, really well. And, Bob, with the addition now of Jonathan Bullard, man, you can't keep all those defensive linemen, and I know sometimes injuries happen, and they make it easier for you, but I wouldn't be surprised when it comes down to cut down time, maybe some veterans that were here a year ago aren't.
Well, Mike, if you just be in the rotation.
Yep.
You know, who are you going to trust in the rotation? All in all, I'm just going to ask your opinion of face value. Would you take him over Collins Saunders? Or would you take him over Nathan Shepard? I would say because of his Kenzie's hat on the wall, I would say yes. I mean, I don't know because the defensive scheme that he's familiar with. Well, what's your take on that? I know they're going to compete and let it play out, but if you had to put money on it right now, would you bet on him?
I would take him. You know why?
You would take him over Saunders and Shepard. Right.
He can play because he can play end and tackle.
Okay, that answers it right there then.
A versatility part of Bullard comes into play in his knowledge of what Brandon Staley wants to run defensively because he was with him when he was in Chicago with Vic in a very similar type system.
And, you know, you're not saying him, play your role. You know, we ask you to play at least 15 to 25 snaps, whatever. Are you a liability? Are you doing your job? Because I always say this, Mike, and I mean, you and I have talked about this, and Charlie, well, like when you're in the game, okay, you say, are you a starter or not? Well, if you end the middle of the second quarter, hell yeah, you're a starter. The game counts. So whenever you're in the game, you're a starter. You're not saying like Cam Jordan, you got to play almost every snap. Remember when Cam would never get off the field? No, but if you're part of the rotation, you can't be the weak link on defense because you'll get exploited. So no, you are a starter. Now, it might be a couple of handfuls of snap, like I said, 15 to 20, whatever it might be. But no, they're counting on you to get the job done. So, yeah, I could see him definitely playing a role. And it's all the trust fact, how the coaches trust him being part of that rotation.
He started 17 games for the Vikings last year under Brian Flores. I do know one thing about Brian. his emphasis is you better stop the run first. That's always been his deal.
And what we didn't do last year, stop the run.
Stop the run.
Yeah. Yeah, first things first, stop the run. And I know we talked to DeMario Davis, today. And then also we talk about stopping the run. Who's a linebacker's best friend? The D-line is not getting knocked back into the linebackers. So, you got to do the dirty work. And so, that'll be interesting to see the competition there. But again, Mike, we can't really elaborate on that until the pads next week.
That won't be till Monday start.
It's going to be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Finally, football starts with the new CBA, where it's not just like you said, they're in pajamas or
then slippers.
No, they're actually in a football uniform, which you're going to see against the Chargers in a preseason game in the regular season.
Bob, the running back position, because we've talked so much about this offense is going to roll through the veins of Alvin Kamara. There's no question about that. But who's behind him? Because you could make a case, you could say, well, Kendra Miller has potential. Yeah, but is one of the dirtiest words in the language, potential. Means you ain't done it yet at the pro level. And then you got Cam Akers, who has fought off a bunch of injuries. And, he's a bit of a scat back. And then you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who I know can catch the football, and he's a good pass protector. Career has sort of been misjumbled,
right,
so to speak.
Well, he had those issues, psychological issues. I don't know, whenever you shoot somebody and they fall dead, even though you're in the right, that could still mess with your mind.
And also the rookie Devin Neal.
Yeah, Devin Neal out of Kansas, Mike. So it would be a lot of competition. I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara. Somebody got to help him out. I know he's intrigued by Kellen Moore's offense. And just look at Saquon Barkley, what he achieved with the Eagles. But the only thing I can tell you, and I'm looking at Kellen Moore when he's called running plays. He might be, oh, we can't run the ball. Kellen Moore knows what he's doing. What are you talking about? Kellen Moore's offenses have finished with a top 10 rushing attack in 4 of his 6 years as a play caller, including 2 in the top 5. So, Mike, I don't think it's not the running plays he's calling. Goes, can we execute it? Can the offensive line block? Now, you know what helps? And you got Saquon Barkley. And Alvin Kamara still can hit it and get it. But you look at the Eagles, the running backs running behind the offensive line, that 4 of its 5 starters either made a Pro Bowl or All-Pro teams. So Saquon, as studly as he is, he's running behind an all-star offensive line. Now, we have that potential. Hopefully, our young tackles work out. I was telling Steve Geller this today. Do you know, they rated, I think it might have been ESPN or somebody, had all the different position groups. Who's the top 5 in every position group? Whether it's, the top 5 centers, top 5 interior linemen, tackles, every position. Do you know out of the top 5 tackles in the league, both starting Eagles tackles are in that number? Mike, and I look at Teron Armstead when he's ready to roll and Ramchek and all that. That's where you want to get. And I think a lot of teams look at the poster child, look what the Eagles are doing, and those two tackles. And really their whole line in general when you look at it. So when I look at Kellen Moore calling plays and what we're doing as a rushing attack, it's going to matter what those horses do up front, and especially to help Mike, an inexperienced quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
That if you look at it, they got load up to stop the run. And then that's when, they're loading up to stop the run. Come on, quarterbacks. I don't care if you're young or not. You got to make plays. Because they dedicated to stop Alvin Kamara, whoever's the running back. And you have to be able to execute. So that's the chess match of that and the plays and all coming about. But I'm not worried about Kamara. Look, he's coming off a personal best. 950 yards rushing last season. I know you get the ball in space to him as a pass receiving running back. He's going to be very productive. So I look at Alvin Kamara. I still think he can do this. Looking at the rushing yards and the all-purpose yards as a receiver, Mike, I still think he's a 1,600-yard guy. When he does contribute.
If he can stay healthy, yes.
Yeah. So but somebody got to help him. But the one thing I thought was interesting – Mike, Kendrick Miller, I'm not even going to talk about him until he does something.
Yes,
until they encounter him. Devin Neal, a lot of promise there. I like the veterans. They are pro. Cam Akers with his injuries. But I look, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a 6-year veteran. Cam Akers now 5 years. So that's like that experience you have there behind Kamara. But looking, it's kind of intriguing with Devin Neal. The Saints would hit the lottery if this would occur. Look, he was unbelievably productive at Kansas. But when you look at it, look where we drafted him. Bobby, he's so good. Why didn't we draft him higher? But you look at the capable running backs on day three of the draft. Just look at it. Just in the last 3 years, number three picks. Okay, Mike, you know these names. Kyren Williams, Bucky Irvin, Tyler Algier have topped 1,000 rushing yards in a single season. And they were all drafted in day three. So, you say, if he was that good, he should have been drafted high. All I know is I know those cats can run. And if Devin Neal could show that he can complement Alvin Kamara, then he'll be that number two guy.
Bob, here's the worst part of you just named that list. Two of the three on that list, the Saints play four times this year.
Oh.
Tyler Algier twice, Bucky Irvin twice. It goes to show you running backs, the devaluation of that position, even though every once in a while you see what happened in this year's draft and Bijan got picked real early
right.
A couple years back. But, man, the devaluation of that running back, we see it more and more each year where what's the spotlight? Spot on offense today. Wide receiver.
Yes.
That's what everybody wants to get, and they come off the board quick. When we come back, we'll have Glenn Gilbo from Tiger Rag Magazine talking about the LSU Tigers, and man, football season's fixing to crank up for them real quickly. We'll be back with Glenn right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Tiger Rag Magazine covering the LSU Tigers in the SEC, Glenn Gilbo. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, just talked to you last night, it seems like.
Sure enough, man. That was a short break. Glenn, I'll ask one question, then I'll throw it to Bobby. I don't think you and I have talked about this, but at the running back position, Brian Kelly has always been running back by committee. He always likes to use two and sometimes even three backs. I know he did that a lot at Notre Dame, has done the double backfield, so to speak, at LSU. And we know Caden Durham's the number one guy. But who's backing up Caden? Because, man, last year I met up with Caleb Jackson right before the start of training camp. I thought I was talking to a middle linebacker. I mean, he had gotten huge as a running back. He was a big dude. Look, somebody carved him out of stone. And you got him along with the freshman in Harlan Berry. So does he go back to that kind of two backfield, three backfield? Because I know one thing. They have not had a running back catch the ball to come out of the backfield ever since Clyde Edwards-Helaire left to go to the National Football League.
Yeah, well, Caleb Jackson has slimmed down a little bit. Brian Kelly spoke about that over the summer. He was around 235, 240, he's at 225 now. But I really think Caden Durham is going to be running the ball 90% of the time. I think he was the main guy last year. And he was hurt, you know, with the toes, and he's 100% now. So I think you're going to see more of him. You know, I think Harlan Berry's probably not quite there yet, but he's a great prospect. But you know, the main thing with they got the backs. I like all three backs. The main thing with the running game is going to be the offensive line, which, you know, they were not great last year at the running game. So that's going to be a key part of this season. But I think they got the guys behind the line to do it.
Now, Glenn, before I get to the defense, looking at offensively, I think even though there were NFL prospects, NFL players, the offensive line, to me, they underachieved. I mean, I look at, they should have been way more dominant, whether they were running the ball or whatever it might be. But you look at the revamped offensive line, it's still uncertainty there, considering the departure of four starters, and you look at the wide receiving core, a lot of talent there. But when you break that down, and then Nussmeier, you know, some people, can you believe, Glenn, some people come up to me, they go, oh, Nussmeier, he's all right. I don't know if he's, I say, I go, what are you talking about? He's going to be a first-round draft pick. You're comparing him to Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels. I go, what are you talking about? They won the Heisman. That's not fair. Nussmeier's not the problem. Nussmeier, he got to have a supporting cast, but I'm still concerned with the O-line. What's your take with that?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Because, I mean, last year, you know, they had the first time ever they had three guys drafted in the first three rounds, or two guys drafted in the first three rounds, and four guys from the offensive line got drafted in all, and including, you know, in the fourth pick of the draft.
Right.
And they didn't run the ball. They didn't run the ball well. That was the biggest mystery last season. They did not run the ball well, and it made Nussmeier have to do everything. You really saw that in the A&M game and then during that three-game losing streak. So now there's not a first-rounder on the roster, I don't think. There's not an offensive lineman first-rounder on the roster. You know, so they're not as talented. They look like they might be decent,
right?
But they really need to find some kind of a running game with Caden Durham to take some of the pressure off Garrett, because he's got some great receivers and not only the ones coming in, you know, the guys coming back, like Chris Hilton and Xavion Thomas and Nick Anderson and Barry Brown. Aaron Anderson is very good too. So they got the receivers for him to have a really big year. But I hope he's not running for his life. And you know, he does need to run more than he did last year. He admitted that at SEC Media Days. But Clemson's got I think Clemson's the best team on LSU's schedule, and I think they got the best front seven on LSU's schedule. And I have a feeling Nussmeier is going to get sacked a handful of times there in that season opener.
You know, Glenn, I was going in that direction. Now, with Coach Kelly, how much pressure is on? Because you always want to come out the gate, and it's not over. You know, if you can get the double-digit wins, Like, if you're 10-2, you still can make the postseason. It's 12 teams. And I think LSU needs to be in that number. But LSU hasn't won an opening game in 5 years. And then the underdogs against Clemson. I mean, you can look at their quarterback. You look at an NFL quarterback versus an NFL quarterback. You look at Klubchik, what's coming about. So what's your take? You think they beat Clemson? I don't know. I'm still encouraged by LSU, even if they don't. Now, it could go down to the wire. But what's your take to open the season against Clemson? And that's really weird when you think they haven't won an opening game in 5 years, and it could be maybe six.
Yeah, and Clemson is the best team of the openers, of all those openers,
right.
I would say. Definitely the Florida State teams that Kelly lost to, and the USC team he lost to last year was pretty average. And Brian did it again today. He called Clemson Stadium Death Valley Junior.
He
said he was going to beat the pants off USC last year, and he trash talked Florida State the year before that. So he hasn't learned his lesson. But no, I've already written my prediction column. I got LSU losing to Clemson and finishing 10-2 and going to the playoffs, because I think Clemson, like I said, they're clearly the best team on their schedule. None of the SEC teams LSU plays really scares me. You know, they don't have to play Georgia or Texas. And I think that they'll win enough games to get into the playoffs, because with the 12-team playoff.
Yeah, come on. You should be in that number. Come on.
It doesn't matter that much. You know, they shouldn't be scheduling Clemson. You know, when you had the four-game playoff and the two-game playoff, you needed that great non-conference game to kind of put you over the top. And if you needed it, if you lost a game or two in the SEC. But now you really don't need it, because you can get in with two losses without a break, and you might even be able to get in with three losses. So I don't see why LSU keeps scheduling those teams.
You know, I get money. I guess we have enough money. Now, I guess you never have enough money. I don't know. You might be able to elaborate on that. But when I look at LSU's defense, that's one thing you always took pride in, but not so much as of late. I'd say they're definitely heading in the right direction. They got the right coordinator and Coach Baker and everything with that. But what is your take on, like, the stretch? I like the linebackers there, the potential there. And you look at, like, preseason All-Americans and all. You look at Whit Weeks and stuff. This looks like the strength of the line of their defense, their linebackers, that being Whit Weeks and Harold Perkins. You look at Whit Weeks, but obviously a star last season with 125 tackles, tied for the second most in the SEC. And then you look, Wes Weeks' return is ready for his final season, given another LSU experience option. And then you look at the X factor with Perkins. I mean, I don't know, came back for his senior year after tearing his ACL. So how do you think we're going to be defensively? You know, question about the offensive line. Yeah, what's the questions there?
The defense is loaded to me, and Blake Baker is an excellent defensive coordinator who had an okay year last year in his first year, but they were better than the disaster of the year before. So, I think he's going to be much better his second year. And he's got some talent, man. I mean, DJ Pickett, the freshman cornerback, is excellent. Then they got two safeties from the portal, A.J. Halsey and Tamarcus Cooley, who are really ranked high, plus Mansoor Delaney, also from the portal at cornerback. They got two edge rushers from the portal, Jack Clyburn and Patrick Payton. Payton is really good. So the portal additions are much better on defense than they are on offense, I see. And plus, they got some good sophomores that were excellent freshmen last year, you know, excellent signees a year ago in the interior line with Dominic McKinley and Ahmad Bro. Those guys are very good players. And, you know, you mentioned Whit Weeks and Harold Perkins Jr., man, that might be the best two linebackers in the country, especially if Harold stays healthy, and they've quit all this talk about putting Harold inside. He's a natural edge,
right,
outside linebacker. That's what he did as a freshman. So I'm glad they're doing that. So I see the defense being really good. It's just a question of can that offensive line develop during the season.
Clint, I don't know if you can remember the last time, and I tell this to people outside the state, maybe that don't keep up with LSU as much. I can't remember a tight end room as loaded as what LSU has right now. because I'll make a strong argument with anybody. Tre'Davious Green, I think, is the best athlete on the LSU football team playing tight end. And then you got Bauer Sharp, who put up – he really good numbers, started out in Southeastern, goes to Oklahoma, leads the Sooners in receptions, and now he's come in. You're going to see a lot more two tight end offense at LSU than you've probably ever seen before. And, you know, that to me also Donovan Green, who you got in from Texas A&M, who started for A&M earlier in his career. That is a loaded tight end room. That was something I know under Coach Miles. That tight end was really an extra blocker. But in today's world, those guys are receivers now. It's like an extra receiver out on the field. Your thoughts on the tight end room?
Yeah, Tre'Davious Green and Bauer Sharp are really, you know, receiving tight ends, kind of like, the, you know, the Saints used to have with Jimmy Graham and the tight end they had during the Super Bowl they won from the Giants, the crazy guy. Those guys are great receivers around the goal line. You know, and but you know, I don't know how much they can block. You know, they seem to be more receiving end. So I think Garrett's going to have to throw quick this year. You know, they don't seem to have a lot of great blockers right now. But but Kelly's deal is the offensive line. You know, he's always been known as developing offensive linemen, and the guys that hadn't played much, like Tyre Adams, Paul Mabinga, Bo Bordelon, I'm sorry. They played in the Texas Bowl against Baylor, and they looked pretty good in that game. Now, that wasn't an SEC opponent, but I think that they have a chance to develop those guys.
You know, you talk about the O-line, Glenn, protected Nussmeier, but I don't know. This is, like, shocking to me. My dad's rolling over in his grave. They finished 107 in the FBS, last in the SEC in yards rushing per game. You would think that'd be a misprint. Come on.
Yeah.
When I read that, I'm like, what, 107? Yeah. That has to be totally unacceptable.
Yeah, Will Campbell last year, you know, who was the fourth pick of the first round this past spring, I remember him saying before the first game last year against USC that they were going to run the ball, you know, all season. They were going to be a big-time running game. And that never happened. And they really never tried that hard.
Right.
You know, they got away from it too quick. You know, I remember Saban used to say, you know, even if you're just getting 2 yards a carry, you got to stick with it, and eventually you'll get it. And they didn't seem to have a lot of patience in the running game. They just kept going to Garrett, and you know, most of the time that worked. But it reared its ugly head at midseason, and I think Kelly realizes that now. I know they worked more on the running game this past spring probably than they have before, and they did put in some new running plays. In fact, Kelly mentioned that Caden Durham has to learn those because he missed the spring with his toe injuries. But, you know, so they need to do something with that running game, you know, make it a more of a finesse game or something. But they gotta have more of a varied attack than they had last year.
Now, Glenn, before we let you run, now this is before October. But you look at the expectations. You got South Carolina at home. Look at their quarterback situation. At Vanderbilt, their quarterback situation. Then you got A&M at home. Then you go at Alabama. But just looking at beyond Clemson in September, how important that's going to be, I'm looking at Florida at home September 13th and then September 27th at Ole Miss. Boy, that's going to say a lot before we even get to October, what happens in those games.
Yeah, you know, a lot of their two of the teams they lost to last year, they got at home this year, Florida and Alabama. But really, the toughest game other than Clemson looks to me is the game at Ole Miss. You know, I don't think Alabama is what it was. I think they're just kind of like everybody else right now, and so I don't see them as an intimidating team like you used to. But you know, having Florida at home is going to be key. You know, they beat South Carolina on the road last year. I think South Carolina's overrated this season. You know, if they get by the road game at Ole Miss on September 27th. Then they got Texas A&M at home, another team they lost to last year. And A&M did nothing, basically, after they beat LSU
right
last year. And I don't think Vanderbilt's going to be that great. And then they got Arkansas at home. So this, and Oklahoma, they beat them on the they beat them at home last year without any trouble. They go there for the first time ever this season. But there's no game on that schedule that really intimidates you other than Clemson.
I agree.
I agree with you, Glenn and Bob. I agree with you both. But Clemson's going to be a tough out, a really, really tough out. If I had to pick today, I'd pick Clemson. Just because what they have up front along that defensive line, and they got a quarterback that's a playmaker at the highest level.
Yes, they do. And, I mean, he's probably as good as Nussmeier or close to it. So this is a year where they ought to be opening with McNeese. So you can get your old line ready for later in the season.
I agree. Gilbo, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn.
All righty. Glenn Gilbo from Tiger Rag Magazine. When we come back, we'll have our triple option feature, myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, our triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Bobby J. Bobby, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, I'm sure we all casual golf observers, I still call it the British Open. Do you call it the Open? I don't call it the Open.
No, I always call it the British Open.
When you say, yeah, it's the British Open to me, they're across the pond. So that's why, all I know is this caught my attention. That Scottie Scheffler and Tiger Woods are the only, the only players in the last 50 years. Man, that's a half a century. In the last 50 years to win two majors in the same year by at least four shots. So, when no one can catch you and you're kicking ass, think of that feeling. It's not just you're on the tour and you win a tournament. No, when you win a major. And it's like, whoa, that guy's playing on a different level. So I thought that was interesting between Scheffler and Tiger Woods. But, I like Scottie Scheffler. He's pretty humble. And he goes, the media, you're like on Tiger Woods' level. He goes, slow your roll, not so fast. He goes, I'm kind of fed up with the comparison. Scheffler said, look, I think it's a bit silly. Look, Tiger won, what, 15 majors? This is my fourth. I just got one-fourth of the way there. I think Tiger stands alone in the game of golf. He's an inspiration to me for me growing up. He's a very, very talented guy. But look, for majors alone, a better comparison would be Rory McIlroy, because he also won four majors in 3 years, including two of them in 2014. But think about this. McIlroy won a U.S. Open and a PGA Championship by 8 shots. The latter, that was a record margin. But then he went 11 years without winning a major. So right now, Scottie Scheffler, then he seems so hot, like it's him, and it's him and everybody else. So I just thought that was in the last 50 years, win two majors in the same year by at least 4 shots.
Steve?
Well, guys, today at training camp, you know, we're going through the roster, taking attendance. And the more I look at the Saints tight end position, now, Mike, I heard you just talking with Glenn Gilbo how the LSU, you know, tight end room has abundance of talent. That's not the case here with the black and gold right now. You got Juwan Johnson, and then your other two major guys in Taysom Hill and Foster Moreau on the PUP list currently. Behind that, you got, you know, the likes of like a Jack Stoll, Seth Green, Trenton Welch, Michael Jacobson.
The rookie from UCLA.
So I just feel like, you know, they've made two additions on the defensive line, adding the safety that was needed after the Tyrann Mathieu retirement. But right now, you know, we talk about cornerback and everyone's, you know, jonesing to see what's going to happen with Asante Samuel Jr. Man, I'd be kind of kicking the tires on some of the tight ends right there, because something happens to Juwan Johnson, you have a huge drop off to who's next.
Well, and Steve and Mike, no offense.
He's out there.
I mean, like, just release it. But now the Seahawks saved basically $9 million against the salary cap in the now parting ways with Fan, who was, remember, when we were talking to Mike during the draft, oh, we need to get him. In 2019, he was a first-round pick of the Broncos. I remember we were talking about him. He's only 27 years of age. He spent the last 3 seasons with the Seahawks. After acquiring him, and you remember that 2022 blockbuster trade that sent Russell Wilson to Denver?
Right.
And then his Seattle tenure, when he's racked up 130 receptions, right at 1,400 yards, 5 touchdowns. All I know, give him a call. But I'm sure it's going to be about the money. And I still, what do you think, Mike? He still can warrant somewhere around $8 or $9 million.
I ain't paying him that.
Okay, that's what I mean.
I'm not paying him that.
So maybe the Saints might have a chance. You know, like, because who's the cornerback now? Asante Samuel, right?
Right.
Yeah, Asante Samuel.
He's still with no team. And if he's passing a physical, you look at his age, you know, four or five teams are going to want him.
Oh, yeah.
Four or five teams, whether it be Miami or wherever it might be. But I think the same thing with Fant, that it's going to depend on that contract. Because I think, Mike, he'll still have a chance. He'll have a chance somewhere.
Oh, no question. But it's all about money and his talent level. He was a tremendous college player at Iowa. Really good inline blocker, could catch the ball. And we've seen no growth in his game. He's put up above average statistics catching the ball. But really what's fallen off, Bob, is his run blocking.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Oh, and that to me, man, and watching him, I'm like, man, that's not the same guy I saw at Iowa. And so now the thing is, what is he worth? What is he willing to take?
Right.
And is he looking for a team he can put himself on that thinks is a Super Bowl team type team, and then he can get a big money deal next offseason?
Yeah, after, because you look at right now, Juwan Johnson, 3-year contract, $30 million. So he's getting paid more than Noah Fant. So when you think of production or potential in the future, the Saints think more, I think, of Juwan Johnson, and the Seahawks obviously thought of a Noah Fant. So.
And he's been gotten rid of by two teams now,
yeah,
Denver and Seattle.
Well, that means, I don't know, Mike, you said he's struggling with his run blocking. I mean,
that's part of it.
I don't know how tough he is then.
That's what I question, too.
You can't be all finesse. Come on, dude. You got to set that edge. You got to be like a glorified tackle.
That's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk right after this break on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing off here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglio along with Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long. Come back. We got two more hours of Sports Talk right here on the Big 870 WWL. A lot more Saints talk, LSU talk, right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.